A trip-hop dance concert, a rock and roll Hall of Fame legend, a photography exhibition of nudes, an exhibition of abstract prints and drawings, Stompgrass, typewriter plays, and one half of Sonic Youth. All this and more is happening this weekend in and around the Berkshires. Bandleader drummer Ben Porowski brings his musical collage ensemble, the Mood Swing Orchestra, comprised of all-star talents from New York City's jazz, rock, and trip-hop scene, to Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 in Club B10. The group plays a blend of ambient, moody, instrumental soundscapes, and upbeat, funky, beat-heavy trip-hop featuring vocalists TK Wonder and Jennifer Charles of Elysian Fields. Nude, an exhibition featuring photography and mixed media by a multitude of photographers and artists, is on display at Sohn Fine Art in Stockbridge today through February. An opening reception for Nude will take place on Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. Legendary rocker Dave Mason, a founding member of the English rock group Traffic, will perform at the Colonial in Pittsfield next Wednesday, October 9 at 7:30. Mason is best known for writing and recording Feelin' All Right, with Traffic later made into a hit by Joe Cocker, and for his 1977 soft rock hit single We Just Disagree. Minnesota-based string band Saint Anyway brings its unique Stompgrass sound to Castle Street Cafe in Great Barrington on Saturday at 7:30. Hailing from Duluth, Minnesota, Saint Anyway plays a hard-driving, hard-picking North Country bluegrass-inflected original roots music it calls Stompgrass that should appeal to fans of Mumford & Sons and the Lumineers. A series of four one-acts called QWERTY typewriter plays by Joan Ackerman is receiving its world premiere staging at Mixed Company in Great Barrington, running Thursdays through Sundays at 8 p.m. now through Sunday, October 27th. QWERTY is comprised of four one-acts that delve into the charm, strengths, and beauty of manual typewriters. Those were the days, changing the ribbon, the clickety-clack of the letters smacking the paper. Whiteout, ah, swoon. Sonic Youth offshoot band Lee Rinaldo and the Dust, featuring Sonic Youth members Lee Rinaldo and Steve Shelley, performs at Club Helsinki Hudson on Tuesday at 8, simultaneous with the release of their new album, Last Night on Earth. The album's first single, Lucky Leaving, is a melodic rock song with jangly guitars that sounds as much like REM as it does Sonic Youth, although the song climaxes in a Sonic Youth-like frenzy of guitar noise. An exhibition of abstract prints and drawings by Midori Curtis opens at the Knox Gallery at the Monterey Library today with a reception on Saturday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Curtis grew up with the tradition of relief printing in her native Kobe, Japan. As a child, she made carved potato print New Year's greeting cards, a precursor to her masterful intaglio and woodblock prints and sumi drawings, a selection of which are featured in this exhibition. Violinist Susanna Ogata, viola da gamba player Anne Legend, and harpsichordist Larry Wallach will perform Bach's Violin Sonata No. 1 in B minor on Saturday at 4 in the inaugural event of a new chamber music concert series at the Whitney Center for the Arts in Pittsfield. Musical visionary and banjo virtuoso Bella Fleck brings his New York Banjo Summit, featuring an all-star cast of banjo talent, and that's no banjo joke, to the Mahawi in Great Barrington on Sunday at 7. Joining Fleck for the event are Tony Trischka, Bill Keith, Richie Stearns, Eric Weisberg, and Noam Pikelny in a concert that will find the banjo being performed in both conventional and unexpected ways. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.